Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirit shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit.
Well, hey guys.
Hi.
I guess we're starting. I love it. Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Just chill. Just chill.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Jess.
And we are two sisters who like to watch TV and movies. TV and shows. The same thing. We like to watch the TV.
We like to watch all the things that can be watched.
Yeah.
If it is a visual platform,
we want to watch it.
We want to watch it.
Reality TV? Yes.
And we're going to watch it.
Thriller? Yes.
We're going to watch it. Terrible movies?
Peppa Pig? Yes.
Peppa Pig.
Bluey? Seriously?
Look.
Justice for Bluey.
Justice for Bluey. I mean, I don't think anyone's coming for Bluey at this point. I think everyone can agree that Bluey is a treasure to be saved, but also justice for Bluey.
Anyway, so that's... obviously a little taste of wait, silliness.
But you need to tell, you haven't said what the name of our podcast is yet.
This is Binging with Benefits.
This is Binging with Benefits, B.
So welcome to the chaos.
Welcome to the chaos.
Yeah, we like to watch stuff and then we like to tell each other about it because it seriously is like way more fun than actually watching the thing.
Sometimes, yeah.
And you know what? Like, honestly, sometimes they're just really bad movies and it makes for like a really awesome podcast episode. So like, here we are.
Yes.
Like, why not?
Let's tell each other about the weird thing that we just saw. Sometimes I have a feeling that we're going to find some good things that we're like real excited to tell each other about. For right now, so far, it has been very strange things.
Should we do a personal anecdote?
Of course. Well, let's see. Great question. Why is it so hard to talk about yourself?
Because we're not narcissists.
Narcissistic. Let's pretend to be narcissists right now.
Okay.
I'm the best. Is that what narcissists think? Like, everything goes my way all the time.
Yeah.
This is low-key manifesting.
Oh, but honestly though, like, slay.
You know? Like, seriously. Like, is manifesting just pretending you're narcissistic for a little bit?
Ooh.
Like, honestly, if you think about it that way.
That's true.
If you just think you're the ish all the time.
Yeah, the sun rises and sets with me.
Yeah. Like, that's just manifesting.
Yeah.
You know what? Two white girls in Orange County telling you about manifesting. It's as if it writes itself.
Yeah. Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking. Flores with spring.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah. So what narcissistic things have you been up to, Becca?
Actually, I made a vision board.
We love a vision board. Two white girls in Orange County.
Avocado toast.
Avocado toast, nose rings.
Yeah. So I made a vision board and then I made a gym sticker tracker.
Yes.
So every time we go to the gym, I get to put a sticker on the little sheet.
You know what? Sometimes it's the little things.
It really is.
Like, I'm like, really, I need to find a good calendar to do that with because it, I don't know, the little lizard brain in us needs those little shiny gold stars.
Yeah, I love that. No, but seriously, like, yeah, if I get to put a smiley face on the day because I went to the gym.
Yeah.
I mean, of course do that. I've been really good about like, oh, I'm going to the gym. And then I'm like, I'll put the sticker on now. No, because.
Oh, yeah. Wait till after.
It feels so much better.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh, it's so, the human brain is so fascinating.
I know. Like, it's funny because you're like, it's a sticker. You know,
right.
Your brain is like, no, I did something. I did that.
I earned this sticker.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were little? Becca and I are sisters, in case you didn't know this. I think everyone listening at this point knows. But do you remember growing up? Like, I can't remember if mom ever did chore charts with stickers. I feel like there were other things that she always would do. Yeah. Like check marks. Why does that sound familiar? Would she put the like chore list in a plastic sleeve?
Oh, yeah.
And we would do a check mark?
Yeah, with like whiteboard markers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you remember the pyramids?
The pyramids.
How do we explain the pyramids?
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. So in our rooms, each child had a pyramid that was a different color.
It was like a paper on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. But there,
like,
we go.
But the pieces of the pyramid were removable, like they were Velcro?
Yeah.
I think so. But each piece of the pyramid represented a different trait or something?
Yeah, it was like responsibility.
I remember
trust.
Responsibility was the biggest one.
That was, yeah.
And that one, I feel like, was missing from most of ours.
all every time.
Every time.
My pyramid was just like two squares things high, and that was it.
This was a thing back when we were growing up, like all the moms, these like weird parenting initiatives, I don't know, would go around. But it was, I remember she had a VHS tape that was going around from mom to mom, and she watched the VHS tape, and that's where the pyramids came from. So yeah, but it was a piece of paper on a wall, and there was different parts of the pyramid that you could remove during the week, but you had to earn them back.
Yeah.
I think if we ended the week with all the pieces of our pyramid, was we got to like rent a movie on Friday or something like that.
Yeah.
Was that it? But I don't remember the other pieces of like, and they basically, if we would do something that showed that we didn't, that we lacked responsibility or we lacked the ability to trust in us. Those are the only two I can remember. I feel like trust was the top.
Yeah.
But then we had pieces of our pyramid taken away.
Yeah, and that was like really bad.
It was really, really
bad. And it took you so long to earn those pieces back.
Yeah.
I just remember they were like gone for like days. And yeah, it was like,
you didn't get them back at the end of the week.
No.
No, you literally had to earn it back.
Yeah. And hopefully you keep it until Friday.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, we didn't. Anyway, stickers on your gym chart. I'm really excited for your sticker gym chart and your vision board. I need to work on my vision board. I've started working on mine. I've got, I think, most of the images ready. I spent a ton of time on Pinterest. I have a general idea. I feel like I need to get more specific about things, though. But you know what? Here we are.
Yeah.
You know what else we need to do?
What?
We need to talk about the thing that you are going to talk about today.
Brace yourself, because this movie, actually, it's not a movie. I don't even know how many episodes, maybe like 6 to 8.
It's like a limited series?
Yes, limited series. And it's called Missing You. Like that song, when I'm missing you or something. I don't know.
Wait, what?
That comes up.
Oh, I ain't missing you at all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Since you've been gone away. Oh, now that's going to be stuck in my head. Oh, sure. Who is that? Is that Tina Turner? Am I just singing it in the style of Tina Turner?
Good question.
Look it up. Nope. It's John Waite. Wow, not even... Okay, this is a male-identifying human, and I said Tina Turner. Okay. So sorry, John Waite.
You know what? We found it.
My brain said Tina Turner, so my voice said, say less.
Okay, so it's referencing that song, and that song does come up. Kat Donovan is a detective.
Oh, okay.
She's like mid-30s, we'll say. Mm-hmm. She's on a date with some douche, and he says, I work out for everyone else to make it a better place.
I'm sorry. We were talking about narcissism.
Yeah. Hi. That's it. This does take place in London.
Okay.
So this is...
I don't know why my brain knew this was London.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. When she's on the date and he's talking about working out for everyone else's benefit.
Right.
What's her face doing?
She's like, oh, cool.
Like she's actually very into this.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
So
I'm not liking Kat right now.
Yeah. She gets a call from her two friends. They're together, like FaceTime.
Okay.
There's Stacy and Aqua.
Okay.
And Aqua is trans, and that does come up later.
Okay.
So she's on the phone like, oh my gosh, yeah, how's the date going? Oh, good. You know, like, whatever. And then all of a sudden she hears like this big crashing in the kitchen, and she's a detective. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm going to go. So she goes into the kitchen, and it's the chefs fighting with knives.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So we went from 0 to 100 instantly.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently the girl chef cheated on the boy chef. She is trying to get him to calm down, but he's the one with the knife. And he's like, you know, stay back, everybody. I've got a knife.
Wow.
Yeah. Which,
wow. First of all, can we talk about office, not office, restaurant, pooping where you work?
No, seriously?
That is a rule for a reason.
No, like,
especially if you're working with knives.
Kat is in the kitchen at this point. She goes, hey, you know, like, calm down. Like, let's talk about it. Let's put the knife down. And he goes, are you a cop? And she doesn't answer. So the boy chef charges at her with this knife.
Oh, gosh.
And then we enter the most choreographed fight in film history.
I'm thinking dance fighting.
Like, no, literally.
Jets versus sharks.
Yes, very much so.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Like, it's pretty bad. They're like, that was off tempo. Let's do it again. This is my favorite part.
Oh.
So he's got her up against like the fridge or something. He's like choking her.
Okay.
And we look over and she sees her phone and a meat mallet thing, like a smasher.
Okay. Her phone's just on the counter?
Or a phone.
Okay. Okay.
I should say. So she manages to grab the meat mallet, and this thing is metal.
Yeah.
So obviously a great weapon to clonk him with and get him to stop. No, she hits the fire sprinklers.
What?
The little pole thing.
Like to get the sprinklers to go off?
Yeah.
She doesn't use it as a weapon?
No. She gets it to like use as like to turn the sprinklers on for like the fire sprinklers.
Okay.
He gets distracted because that's distracting.
Water from the sky.
What?
Oh my gosh.
So the sprinklers are going off. Yeah. All these people are still standing around doing nothing. There's like eight people maybe just standing there watching this happen. Anyway, yeah, so she manages to get him, like pin him down. Mm-hmm. And then all these people come in, like from the restaurant. And one of them is her date. She says, call 999 and tell them Detective Kat Donovan is here.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so now we know Kat Donovan.
She's like, call them. They know me.
They know me. And she refrained from beating a man with a meat mallet.
Yeah. She turned on the sprinklers.
Did she have full access to her arms? Like she could like fully swing her arm?
Yeah. Well, she grabbed the mallet. Yeah, she was able to like.
I wonder, does she like have something against violence? Okay, I'm asking you questions that you don't know the answer to.
I don't know. It's just never really addressed.
Okay, great. Okay, just one of those things I'm just gonna...
You know, this is one of the holes.
I love it.
This is what makes this so good.
Great. I'm gonna ask you so many questions.
I will have no answers.
Just the way we like it.
Yes. So the date, you know, sees her pinning this guy on the ground. And he goes, I thought you were a flight attendant. And she goes, well, I do like to travel.
How many of those lines exist in this show?
Oh, so many.
I'm so stoked for this.
It's so bad, but I love it. I love it. So next day, Kat goes to work. She's got a new case on her desk.
Oh, okay.
Rishi Magari is missing. So in Kat's office, there's a new guy. And while he's sitting at his desk and Kat's walking around, mm-hmm. he is Googling her, which...
Why?
Haven't you all Googled your boss in front of your boss and hope that they stand behind you and check and see what you're Googling me? Why?
You know how many times that's happened?
Every day. It's crazy.
Every day.
So she catches him and she says, everyone Googles their boss on the first day.
Okay, I can attest that I have never once Googled my boss on the first day of work.
No.
I Google them during the interview process.
For sure. Yeah. But not on the first day, as they're walking around on the company computer. So he sees a bunch of articles about her father, who's also a detective. Mm. He was murdered.
Oh, okay. Murdered.
To quote Traitors.
Alan Cumming.
A king. Honestly, icon. Can we just take a second?
Let's take a second. A moment of silence for Alan Cumming and his outstanding clothing.
Like, whoever stylist that is... phenomenal.
I just have a hope that he does it. Like, I know he doesn't, but I'm just like...
Like, I'm talking jaw on the floor every time he enters a room. I'm like, I only wish I had a fraction of that wardrobe. Fantastic. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, murder. Back to Rishi. Murder. We see Rishi. And Rishi is limping down a hill in the middle of nowhere, just like a green pasture, but there's kind of like a dirt road. And he's just limping down this road. And he's obviously running from something, but he's not obviously going very fast. All of a sudden, a tractor comes up from behind the hill. And the guy is like yelling, like, Rishi, wait, like, come back, no, stop. And then this guy on the tractor catches up to him and he jumps off the tractor and then he tases him.
What?
And then you're like, why did he sound so friendly? Like, wait, you know, like, anyway. So he tases him, and then it goes back to Kat at the office.
Wow, okay. We're jumping back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Get your jumping pants ready. We're jumping. We're jumping over here.
So what would a jumping pant look like?
Sorry,
I'll stop sidetracking us.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I would love to know, though. Alan Cumming,
what is a jumping pant? My brain says MC Hammer pant, but I don't think that's right.
Okay, we want to know.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so there's this dating app that Kat is on.
Okay. Is she still at work?
Yeah. Of course.
She's a very serious detective. Let me check Bumble real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, literally. It's like, some guy's missing. Let me pull up my dating app real
quick. You know who else?
Kat's on this dating app, and all of her coworkers are asking her, like, oh, you know, you should try this new app. And she's like, yeah, I'm on it, you know, whatever. But it's called Melody Cupid.
ability. Okay.
So you match based on your music taste.
Really, that sounds kind of fun.
Right? Like they need to make this out.
I mean, I guess it's just called going to concerts, but.
That's true. Literally just going outside. Okay, so she's swiping, whatever. She sees some guy on the app that she has flashbacks to. She obviously had a relationship with this guy.
Okay.
His name is Josh.
It's always the ones with the J.
I know. We see Josh on this dating app and we're like, what the heck? You know, obviously there's some history. We cut back to a memory of her. Mm-hmm. She gets home for the day and she's like, hey, I'm home. You know, what's for dinner? And she walks into her apartment and just no one's there. Like, he's not there.
Okay.
And so she's like, what the heck? You know? So she's looking in all the rooms. He's not there. She tries calling him and it's like disconnected.
Oh, whoa.
And she's like, cannot find a trace of him. Like, all of his clothes are gone. Like, all
of his
belongings, all of his photos, everything is gone. Like, as if he never existed.
It's always the men with a J.
I know.
Anyway, keep going.
So funny. Okay, so all of her... We're going back to the present where she's looking at this app.
Okay.
So all of her friends are like, don't contact him on this app. You know, that's the past. Move on. You know.
Let me guess. Does she contact him on the app?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, duh. She's like, okay, maybe I should actually do my job.
Oh, perhaps. I have a new hire. I have a new case.
Yeah.
New match on Melody Cupid.
Yeah, that is priority. So she goes to visit a prisoner who we find out later killed her dad.
Oh, wow.
And his name is Monty LeBourne. He is terminally ill. He's on his deathbed, but he's in like a hospital slash prison thing. So she goes to see him and she keeps asking him like, why'd you kill my dad? Like, you have nothing to gain. You're about to die in like 20 minutes. Like, why'd you kill my dad? He's like, I can't tell you that. So the nurse is like, wink, wink, nod, nod. Morphine and scopolamine. Every doctor's like, you're doing it wrong.
That's definitely our demographic, doctors. Hi, do you have a boat?
Are you single?
Are you single?
This nurse is like, this combination of drugs is known to be a truth serum.
Okay, love it.
So she's like, you know, what if we just put this? Whoops.
Whoopsies, injection.
The drugs are pumping. Mm-hmm. And he looks at Kat. And he thinks that it's his sister, Angie. He's like, hey, Angie, oh my gosh, like, so good to see you. So she's like, okay, well, I gotta ask again.
Yeah.
Because maybe he'll tell his sister, you know, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And he admits that he did not do it.
Okay.
But he was paid to take the fall.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was paid to go to prison? What would the money be used for?
So... he was already doing life in prison for other crimes, but the money essentially was going to get him perks in prison.
Okay, so he was already there serving other crimes and he just casually admitted to this other murder because someone paid him to.
Right. Because he would get these whatever special perks. Extra time outside. I really don't know.
Okay. Okay. Extra time outside.
I don't know how prison works.
One more scoop of ramen.
She's looking at the visitor log because she's like, who is this guy? Yeah. Who does he know? She sees Josh's name is written on the visitor log the day before he disappeared 11 years ago.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, she has all these unanswered questions from 11 years ago.
Yeah. This is where it gets really...
This is where it gets really weird.
Really, really.
Okay, I'm buckling up.
Yeah. Yeah. Got those jumping pants on.
Jumping pants.
We open to a young family. You know, little mom and dad, boy and girl, they're adopting a puppy from some old guy who is a breeder. So he's got this, that he does like show dogs. He's got like trophies, pictures, articles written about his dogs, like very, very
well regarded.
Yes.
Dog breeder.
Yes. And his name is Ronaldo.
Oh, Ronaldo, the dog
Ronaldo.
Breeder.
This is after the kids have clearly like played with the puppy. So the parents are like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to take Stuffy home. And, you know, oh, it's going to be so fun. And the guy goes, hold on. Who's Stuffy? And then they're like, oh, sorry, we just gave him that nickname. You know, maybe that's what the kids wanted to call it, you know, whatever. And he goes, no, his name is Patrick.
Well, Patrick.
Patrick.
How dare you call my prize puppy Stuffy? His name is Patrick.
Patrick the third.
Not Rick. Not Ricky.
Not Patty.
Not Pat. Patrick.
So the dad goes, huh, our neighbor's name is Patrick. That's weird. Ronaldo pulls out a photo of this mom and Patrick kissing.
Wait.
And shows the dad.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. This man is messy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ronaldo is a messy.
Yeah.
Wait. So he has a picture. Like a
blackmail, essentially.
He's like been spying on this family.
Right. Yeah. So he goes, I'm denying you because Patrick needs a stable home. And then that's kind of it for now.
Wow. Okay. So he takes his dog breeding so seriously that he's like, one, do not name my dog Stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
Two, get your wife in check.
Mm-hmm. And wow. The kids are like, you know,
already in love with this dog.
Well, yeah, but they're in the room too. Like, so
the kids are there. Wait, yeah. Everyone's in the room and he's showing this picture?
Yeah.
He is a messy, messy man.
Yeah. And these kids are like maybe like 10-ish, you know, so like old enough to understand that that's not dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ronaldo.
So we're at Kat's office and this may be early 20s. This guy, Brendan.
Okay.
Comes in. He says, my mom is missing. She was going to go on a vacation with some guy she met on a dating app. She's been missing for 6 days.
Whoa.
Like he can't get a hold of her. Like she was going to Costa Rica or something. And he's like, we call every single day. And everyone in the department is like, you let your mom have a vacation.
But like 6 days after.
Long time.
She's going on a vacation with a literal stranger, a man that she met on a dating app. Like, of course he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
A little, Tyler. Like 6 days.
That's a long time to not hear from somebody that, number one, you talk to every single
day. Every day.
But also in that situation where they're going somewhere that they don't know this person.
Yeah.
So he's like, you guys suck. You're not going to help me.
Well, how long did he say how long she was supposed to be gone for?
A couple days.
Okay, so she's extended her stay.
Essentially, yeah.
Okay, come on, guys. Right. Like, this cop, what is with these cops?
No, seriously. We get to Kat's apartment. She's like dropping her keys, dropping her bag. And then all of a sudden she sees someone kind of like hanging out in her apartment. And she's like, what the heck is that? So she goes over and it's Brendan.
In her apartment?
In her apartment.
Key Brendan. Ballsy.
Strong start.
Definitely.
So he's running, obviously.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So he like breaks into her apartment.
Yes.
I thought he was there to like convince her to help.
Right.
No, he is there and decides to run.
Yeah. So he's running and Kat is chasing him. Kat finally catches up with him, obviously. And she's like, okay, like, bro. First of all, like, why?
Like, ballsy move to break into a detective's apartment.
Right. I have so many questions. Because it's like, okay, you knew where she lived. You knew what apartment.
Yes.
She lived, and then you broke in.
And then I decided to break in, but also not to convince her to help.
Right. And then you just run.
Like, okay.
That makes complete sense.
Absolutely, it does.
Anyway, tell me the details of your mom. Like, let's just do this.
Not wiring in my place.
I know. Like, what do you want? Like, you find out that this guy that she went to Costa Rica with was named Josh.
Stop right now. Wait a second.
Brendan is like, I know you know who Josh is.
Whoa, hold on a second.
Yeah.
How does he know that she knows? Okay, keep going. Sorry.
We just go back to Rishi.
We're back on Rishi just got abducted and is with a taser on a tractor.
Yes. So Rishi is being forced to transfer 25,000 quid. And that's essentially episode 2.
What?
That's
yeah,
it?
Pretty much. Okay, slay.
Like, you don't even need to spend the
like, literally,
6 hours.
Episode 2 is the epitome of this meeting could have been an email.
No, literally. That's what I mean is, like, you don't need to watch the show because I could save you 6 hours.
Hold on. Questions about this farm that we know so far. Mm-hmm. Have we only ever seen Tractor Taser Man?
Yes.
Okay, so he's also the receiver of the 25,000 quid.
Yeah.
Okay, so we, as far as we know, there are only two people on this farm. It's Rishi and Tractor Taser Man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Brendan being the FBI agent, Gen Z he is. He can see archived profiles on Facebook.
Interesting.
Yeah. And there's this profile named Reggie Cross. One of his interests on Facebook is Josh and Kat's song, Missing You. Okay.
Okay.
Then we cut to a memory of Kat and Josh very terribly. Sorry for listening to this, but it was not good. Karaoke.
I mean, karaoke is intended to not be good.
It's just like, I'm missing you. I mean, it's like just so bad.
Was it as bad as my Tina Turner Missing You rendition?
Honestly, it was worse.
That's saying something.
I feel like I'm being mean. Sorry.
Why? They're fictional characters.
They were just bad at
characters. Is this like when I would put every single stuffed animal on my bed that I owned because I felt bad if one of them was in the closet?
It's like, who cares?
At least yours are human, I guess.
Yes. There is a heart in there somewhere. It's the next day. Kat goes into work and her boss says, you're suspended from work.
What? Why?
Because of all this Monty talk. They're like, stop talking about Monty.
Like, talking about it at work?
Yeah. And they're like, just go home, take some time. You're suspended.
What? Wait, how long ago was her dad? This was 11 years ago that her dad was murdered.
Yeah.
Because Josh visited Monty the day before he disappeared, and that was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And what? Mm-hmm. And this they're just like, casually, you're suspended. You're talking too much.
Yeah, no, literally, that's kind of it.
This is, I want to applaud the writers of this show, because the writers of this show really proved that you don't need to have a good idea. You just need to do the idea. Just do the thing and you will get money from Netflix.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe, because we're just doing the thing.
Yeah. In their investigation to find Brendan's mom, the people at the office, they find a video of his mom at an ATM the night that she was supposed to go.
The night that she was supposed to leave for the vacation. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So this driver... like a taxi, but like a nice one, you know?
So like a town car.
Yes, a town car.
This date sent her a town car.
Yes.
Ooh, bougie.
She's getting out of the car. She's at the ATM. Kat somehow gets a hold of this video and knows that, I don't know.
Wait, while she's at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
She sneaks into work.
Okay, so she gets back into work.
Yeah. So she's like, I don't care what nobody says.
Suspend this.
Yeah. So... she's like, I need a different angle of that video so I can see, you know, license plate, whatever. So she gets the license plate and she tracks it back to a taxi company.
Okay.
Kat goes to the office of this taxi company.
Okay.
Like, what can you tell me about this car? Uh-huh. You know, this is the license plate. This day, this time, who were they picking up? Where were they going? And they go, no, we never picked anybody up because she called and canceled the day before.
Interesting.
The mom had called and canceled
the town car.
So we don't know who picked her up at this point.
But they did use this company car. But they're like, we don't have any record of this happening.
Right, exactly.
Because the record shows she canceled.
Mm-hmm. We see the driver that drove this car. He's walking into the house of the farm. And then we see Ronaldo sitting in the house.
Oh, Ronaldo, you sneaky son of a gun.
Mm-hmm. Little dog breeder. So anyway, they're like fighting about, I don't remember.
He is breeding dogs
and
denying puppies to cute little families.
No.
And also capturing an extortion.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so taxi driver and Ronaldo are fighting. We don't know what they're fighting about. Okay, no, it's obviously not important.
It's not important. Yeah, because I can't remember. Okay, so Ronaldo is like, he makes him undress.
What?
In front of him. And he's like, I'm not wearing a wire. And he's like, no, I need you to prove it. So he like strips down to his underwear and socks, essentially.
Ronaldo's a kinky son of a gun. He like gets off on blackmailing families and making taxi drivers strip down to their knickers.
Seriously, like, you got some weird hobbies, guy.
You got some weird hobbies, Ronaldo.
So,
I mean, I won't kink shame, but...
Oh my gosh. Ronaldo says, you picked this woman up and then you stopped at an ATM. Why would you do that? You know there's cameras. Yeah. They're going back and forth. The driver's like, can I put my clothes back on?
You say, yo, I'll answer your questions. Yeah. But like, can I not? You're naked.
Or Ronaldo says, no, that's a nice suit and I don't want to get blood on it. And he points the gun to him and just kills him.
Hold up. Mm-hmm. Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He's an onion, man.
Really is.
Back these layers.
Dang. Back to Brendan.
Okay.
We just see Brendan. He's walking down the street, whatever. Brendan gets attacked.
Great.
So he's like knocked down. when he comes to, his phone is gone.
So they just leave him take the phone. Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it could be chalked up to a mugging.
Sure.
Okay.
There's this guy, Callaghan, who's like well known through the city. He is like the kingpin, drugs, violence.
He's a mafia guy.
He is like the guy. She finds a photo of her dad and Callaghan.
Ooh, daddy's tied up in the dirty money.
We find out that Kat's dad tried to get out of this connection with Callaghan. He somehow ended up dead instead.
As it happens, you don't sign up with the mafia because you try to get out of it later. You're going to be pushing daisies.
Yeah, you know too much.
Swimming with the fishes.
Dead men tell no tales.
Dead men tell no tales.
We're talking with Brendan and Kat. And Brendan finds out that a 9-year-old girl had set up this profile for Reggie Cross.
So how does he find out that it's actually a 9-year-old? Just through his FBI Gen Z. Yeah. They're like, let me hack the mainframe. Okay, great. So he's like Reggie Cross, who has the same liked song as Josh and Kat. Reggie's actually a 9-year-old girl named Daisy.
They're like, let's look into this some more. Kat gets a call and it's her coworkers. And they're like, hey, we caught Brendan's attacker.
Oh.
So they go to the office. Who's sitting there?
Josh.
Aqua.
Aqua?
Mm-hmm.
Did not see that coming.
I know.
Aqua?
Yes. Aqua obviously knew Josh. She heard Brendan talking about Josh on the phone.
Okay.
Brendan's like, we got to find this guy, Josh.
And so then Aqua's like, oh, one of the most common names, this random stranger
only
on
be
the
talking
street.
About him.
You can only be talking about this Josh that stopped existing in my friend's life 11 years ago.
Exactly.
Got it.
In a big city like London, there is only one Josh.
There's only one Josh. And definitely anyone talks about Josh, I'm going to smack that MF-er.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she panicked and she attacked him and stole his phone.
Is that what happened?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Aqua. You know what? Guess what? You're a really bad liar.
The other friend, Stacy, is also there. They're kind of like talking like they're leading that they know more about this Josh disappearance than they have ever told Kat.
Hey.
So we cut to a memory of all three girls. Aqua is leading a yoga thing in the park. Stacy says, I talked to Josh that day, like recently at the park when they like 2 weeks ago.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
So Josh was there and Stacy was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom or get water, I don't know.
And she's telling Kat, hey, I was talking to him.
Yeah, like a couple weeks later.
Okay.
Her friends, stellar.
Honestly, I mean, goodness gracious, could this girl be surrounding herself with better people? I think not.
Right. Well, she, I mean, if you remember the douche at the beginning with the date.
100%. She's a great judge of character.
She knows
this
exactly.
Detective.
Yeah.
Is oh my a great gosh. Judge of character.
Makes sense.
I mean, you know what? Okay, let's say. Let's say something here.
Okay.
Just in case. It is possible for people to be deceived by other people's characters.
No, that's very true.
But also, like, you're a detective.
And, like, they're all obviously terrible.
Stacy just casually mentions, like, hey, remember that day in the yoga park?
Yeah.
I talked to Josh that day.
Uh-huh. And then the new guy comes up and he's like, hey, we got a lead on Brendan's mom.
They're working on Rishi's case.
No.
The first case we get introduced to her with. And she's like, you know what? This kid showed up in my apartment.
No, literally
focus on him and her and his missing mom.
But also
oh yeah, Rishi exists.
And also I'm suspended.
And I'm suspended. She's still suspended technically. And she keeps oh my god.
Again, make it make sense. So back to Roland. We see Brendan's mom with Roland and he's like torturing her, whatever. And
wait, Roland or Ronaldo?
Oh my gosh, Ronaldo.
Okay, I was like, do we know Roland?
Sorry, Ronaldo.
I was like scanning through the names in my brain.
Like, wait. That's not one of them. Okay, so Brendan's mom is with Ronaldo. She has given Ronaldo access to all of her bank accounts because they're like, give us all your money or we'll kill your son. So she's like, here is every single cent.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But then that Ronaldo is like, you gave us access to every single thing except for one. And she's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, Brendan's trust fund. You didn't give us access to that.
Are you kidding me?
She's like, well, that's his money. It's technically not even mine.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, not good enough. They tie her up. Ronaldo's like, take her away. He goes up to one of the minions, the tractor taser guy. He is on the computer catfishing people. So Rishi has been catfished by Ronaldo's team and he's been kidnapped.
So they're looking for rich people.
Yes.
On this app. Mm-hmm. Is it the same Melody dating app? Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll talk about Josh for a second.
Yeah. I'm like, I have questions about Josh now.
Yeah. So Josh is a writer, like for newspaper, magazine, something like that. So at the office, all of her coworkers are like searching for like samples of his writing to match like with AI. You know, like, oh, he talks like this. Let's find anything with this type of writing under a different name or alias. And that's all we know at this point, is that they're looking into it.
What made them start thinking? Oh, because Josh is connected now too.
He is connected, okay. Yeah. They're like, you're suspended. You need to go.
You have been working here.
Yeah.
After being suspended for 2 episodes now.
That's too many episodes, Kat.
Too many episodes.
Go home.
Go home.
She's like, I'm going to go visit my dad's old police partner. So it's just like this very loving, gardening woman who is just like so sweet and gentle and kind.
Of course.
Anyway, so she kind of lets out that her dad had an affair while they were working as police officers.
With her?
No.
With somebody else?
With somebody else. So then the police partner, she keeps talking about like this woman that, you know, he would always go see, and like she knew about this, and she's like, you need to tell your wife, you need to tell your daughter. So he was just like, nah.
I thought about it, no.
Yeah. I'm good. All we know about this person is that her name is Parker. That's the only thing
the
we know.
Woman that he had an affair with.
Yes. We realize that the profile that Kat saw on her Musical.ly Cupid, they were using Josh's pictures, but okay. It is this team of people.
Okay, so it's not actually Josh, but they're using his pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
And they realize that Kat knows who the guy in the picture is because she calls him Josh on the app. She's like, hey, Josh.
Long so time she does message him.
Yes.
Oh, and is the app, do they use real names or is it like usernames?
No, it's like it's real names, but his name's.
So they change his name to something different.
Yeah.
And she's like
Dave or something.
Hi, Josh.
Yeah.
And they're like, my name is Dave.
So the bad guys, Ronaldo's team, they're like, we got to go find this cat lady.
Yeah.
Because she obviously knows too much. Too much about what, though? We have no idea.
She knows too much. She knows the person that we're using a thing for catfishing.
And somehow that's a big problem.
You know what? There is a thing called blocking people on apps.
That could have been taken care of, but one simple swipe. Block. The bad guys load up their van with ropes and bad guy tools.
What's a bad guy tool?
I don't even know. Like crowbars. I don't know. They got all these tools. They're shoving stuff in a van.
They're just like, bad guy tool. Ropes. Yes. Duct tape,
maybe,
yes.
Like knives?
A shovel, yes. Knives,
yeah.
What else is a bad guy tool?
I'm not a bad guy. Stacy calls Kat and she says, hey, we just found a P.O. box. Essentially, somehow Josh is connected to this P.O. box 578, and the name registered is Reggie Cross.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So Kat goes to the P.O. box store. But it is a store. It is like a convenience store / mail thing. And it's in the middle of nothing. She's like, hey, I'm here for mail for 578. And she's like, oh, can I see your ID? And she's like, yeah, here you go. So she gives her ID. And knowing, obviously, that it's not going to match. But the girl had already walked away. And so Kat looks at the log to see what time this person comes to pick up the mail for 578. So we find out that this person comes about 3:30 every week. The girl comes back. She's like, this obviously doesn't match. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm picking up mail for my neighbor and I must have forgot an ID. You know, came up with something. So she leaves. But then she's like, I'm going to figure out who this person is, obviously.
Right.
So she sits in her car and waits for a couple hours.
She just happens to be there on the day that this person comes once a week.
Okay. So some guy pulls up at about 3:30 and she follows him in. We don't recognize this guy.
Okay.
he asks for P.O. Box 578.
Yes.
She doesn't even recognize him. She follows him to his house. She knocks on the door and asks for Reggie Cross. And he's like, I don't know anyone by that name. And then she's like, well, what about Josh?
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I don't know anyone by that name. And then he just gets really defensive. And then he just like slams the door.
This is the same guy who was getting the P.O. Mm-hmm. box.
Yes.
And he's the one who picked it up under Reggie Cross.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that is.
Right.
You a liar.
Yeah. Something's off.
You're a wrongo. Yeah.
As she's walking away from the house, she sees a 9-year-old girl who is this catfish for this Reggie Cross Facebook profile. She's playing with her dog. She's like gonna go talk to this girl because yeah. She's like, maybe she'll give me more information. But then all of a sudden there's a bag over her head. She's getting kidnapped.
Oh my gosh.
So we finally get the bag off of her head. She's in some fancy museum. No one is there. She's kind of like looking around like, you know, where am I? She sees Callaghan sitting on a bench in front of a painting.
Oh no.
And so she's like,
shady man Callaghan.
Yeah, this could be my shot to get him, you know. Callaghan's like, here, sit down.
Have a seat. You've been kidnapped.
How are you?
How are you doing? How are you feeling?
He gives her a chance to ask anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
One question or any questions?
Anything.
Great.
She asks, did you have my father killed? And he says, no. Her dad was an asset to Callaghan.
Of course.
So why would I get rid of your dad? So Monty, this guy who was in prison, Callaghan asked Monty to confess to her dad's murder because he was already going to jail. And he was like, you got nothing left to lose, essentially.
If he didn't kill dad, why did he want someone else to take the fall?
We find out later. So Callaghan's explaining this to Kat. And then she's like, do you know Parker? Like, since we're asking questions, who's Parker? Can you help me find her? And Callaghan says, maybe you're right. All the secrets should be out.
Okay.
I'll have a car take you to Parker.
This is a terrible idea.
No, seriously.
Does she have her weapons on her still?
Maybe. I hope so. Then we go back to Brendan's mom that we see in the farm with Ronaldo. She's still tied up, whatever. Yeah. Taser guy. Yeah. He's moving her with like a wagon. And then this little puppy comes out. And the bad guy's like, you know, oh, you know, at the puppy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's distracted. She looks around and she sees a big branch. And so she kind of pretends to fall. So then he obviously has to come close and pick her up because she's tied up.
Yeah.
She grabs this big branch and knocks him over the head with it.
Slay.
A few times.
Dang, girl, get it. So she's not that tied up.
Really not.
Hands in front of her.
Yes.
Rookie mistake.
No, really. So she's like, this guy's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
I am making sure that Taser Tractor Man does not exist anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now we're back to Kat.
Okay. And she's in the car.
Yes, she is in the car. The car stops and it is the same house that she was just at.
Stop it right now.
For Reggie.
For Reggie. What? They just kidnapped her from there.
I know.
So they're like, oh yeah, we'll take you to Parker.
Yeah.
Doop 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 doop.
Whoops. It was the same place we took you from. It's a lot of back and forth. But Brendan's mom is now running. She's escaping. She's like running through the woods and the bad guys are looking for her. Kat goes to the girl because the girl's still outside playing with her
dog.
Just
drop her off. She's like, okay, well, I guess I'll go talk to the girl like I originally planned to.
No, I know. And she's like, hey, you know, like, what's your dog's name? Whatever. Just asking her questions. And the little girl says, oh, my granddad said not to talk to you. She's like, you know, Josh. And then all of a sudden she goes, dad, why is she talking about you? And we turn around and it's Josh.
Stop it. It's actual Josh?
It is the Josh.
Wait, so I'm so confused. Dad, why is this lady keep saying your name? So she made a profile.
He's tied to it, but she made the profile.
She made the Reggie Cross Josh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, which 9-year-olds on Facebook.
Right?
Not a good idea. I'll just say that. Anyone on Facebook, not a good idea.
Yeah,
hard He's like telling this girl, you know, go help your granddad with dinner. And she runs inside.
Why Josh is in the middle of nowhere farmhouse with a 9-year-old daughter and a granddad who picks up his mail every week.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We find out that her mom died and that Josh is her dad.
Okay.
And Kat is talking to Josh and he says, I had to leave. I messed up.
Okay.
It would be cleaner if I just left.
Ugh! So dramatic.
Yes.
Gross.
Yeah.
You're better off without me. I am the martyr of this relationship.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gross.
She's like, you visited Monty in prison. You found out my dad was corrupt. Like, what?
Yeah,
what,
like, why?
Like, dad's secrets got out and got him killed, so you ran? Like, yeah. You know? So she gets mad, and she leaves.
Stop it! This is the worst detective in the world. She's been presented with so many opportunities to ask the right questions, and she just is, like, letting her emotions run the show. Letting whatever she wants get in the way of her actual job.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but she's also still on suspension.
Right.
This is the worst detective in the world.
Yeah,
holy crap.
So bad.
Kat, you're something else, man. This is a woman that was written by a man.
Yeah.
They're like, look, this woman cannot function as she's just emotional. Flies off the handle like every other woman. I'm not going to ask any of the questions I should ask.
I just found you 11 years.
Seriously.
I'm just going to leave.
I've been obsessed with you for 11 years. Have so many questions about why you left. Oh my gosh.
But I'm just going to pop on out.
Oh God. Also, who the crap is Parker? Why don't we act like,
right,
like a detective?
Right. And find out why did they take
me to
this address?
Mafia man dropped you back off where he kidnapped you from, first of all.
Yeah.
Why don't we find out why you got kidnapped? How about that? This is horrific.
It's so bad. She's on her way home. Brendan's calling her. Brendan is at Kat's house. He's like, hey, I'm outside, you know, like, let's talk. So the bad guys, Aldo's team, were seeing from their point of view, they're looking at Brendan outside of Kat's house and they see him on the phone. So the bad guys call Brendan on a cell and they're like, hey, we have your mom in the van, like, we can see you, so come to this street and you can get her. So Brendan's like, oh my gosh, gotta go get my mom. So he goes and they open the door and just grab him.
Of course. Oh my God. No,
yeah.
No one in this show is acting like they have any common sense.
No, no, absolutely not.
Jesus.
That does not exist.
Keep going.
Brendan's mom, who is still at the farm, she's escaped.
She's running.
Yes, but she ran back into the house for some reason.
I know.
It's so bad.
So dead.
She gets to a phone. She calls Brendan to warn him, like, don't go to this van or whatever. It's the bad guys. But it's too late.
This is ridiculous.
Yes.
Everyone's acting like a freaking moron in this show.
It's
so dead.
One of the bad guys comes in and sees her on the phone. Mm-hmm. And she grabs an axe that is obviously
casually
in this home office. And she just offs the guy.
Get it. I mean, she's like, look, I already murdered one dude today.
Yeah.
This time it's not with a blunt object.
Yeah.
So it'll be easier.
Yeah. We find out that Kat's boss paid Monty to take the fall for her dad's death.
So angry.
Yes.
So angry. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just can't. What is up with this show? Like, I was here for it every episode before this. I was like, okay, you know, I can understand. Yes. Is the writing poorly done? Absolutely. Are there many a plot hole? Absolutely there are. This episode in itself has got me so frustrated.
I know.
And I'm not even watching it.
That's so funny. We find out that this is why the boss suspended her, because he was like, stop digging
you're
into
too
this.
Close, of course.
Yeah.
I did this to protect you. I was protecting you. You don't need to know the truth. All these men are martyrs.
Yeah.
Stupid.
These coworkers of hers at the office, they're somehow aware of this van and they're like looking at traffic cameras. The van's heading way out in the middle of nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
The bad guys, they get back to the farm and they find that their buddies are all dead, and they're like, what happened?
What? Who did it?
What happened?
Who did this thing?
The bad guys are like, oh, obviously Brendan's mom called out and, you know, people are coming here to.
Yeah, obviously.
They're like, in order to not arouse suspicion,
yeah,
we're going to put the entire place on fire.
Oh, great idea.
Right.
You know what?
That doesn't call any.
Let's
kind
not
of
look suspicious at all. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Oh my God. Right. No.
Casually light a bonfire in the middle of nowhere.
Right. I mean, this is a big farm. Like, why are we thinking that no one's going to notice?
Nobody's going to know. How many TikTok sounds can we do in one episode?
How would they know?
How would they know? Dun, 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 dun.
Brendan's mom is now at the cages.
Okay.
And somehow, this is never addressed, but there's like 20 people tied up.
Oh my gosh. What have these police people been doing?
Yeah. No, literally. So she's untying all these people, you know, getting them released, whatever. But again, it is never addressed.
We never know that. We as far as we know, there's only two of them on this farm.
Yes. It was never, ever even an inkling that I thought that there was more.
This man isn't making enough money with his bougie puppy breeding.
Oh, I know. Brendan's mom hears the bad guys taking Brendan and they're like, we're going to kill him.
Let's get him.
Let's get him. Brendan's mom is hiding.
Yeah.
At this point, because she's just released all these people.
Right.
She can hear the bad guys yelling, like, hey, we have your son hostage. Like, show yourself or we'll kill him.
Like, taunting him.
Yes.
Yeah.
They shoot him in the knee as a warning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Casually.
Right. Kat is there, you know, but she's trying to figure out where everybody is. So she hears that shot and she starts running to Brendan.
Okay.
Brendan's mom goes in and the bad guy like shoots at her.
Shoots at Brendan's mom.
Yeah, but misses.
Of course.
So she goes running over. Then all of a sudden Kat is behind Ronaldo and shoots him and then he's dead.
This is the worst detective in the world.
Yeah.
You immediately kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know cop stuff, but my brain says maybe don't kill him.
Right.
Because he has the answers
right to a lot
because you refuse to ask any of the right questions
yeah.
to any of the right people.
And guess what? That is the one. I mean, if you were to put in one sentence, what is a detective? It's somebody who asks questions.
Literally. Like, if I'm going to Google, what is a detective? It says an investigator who asks questions of the right people at the right times. And Miss Kat, it is very apparent why you got suspended. You should have been fired.
Brendan and his mom are reunited. There's police. There's ambulance.
Oh my God.
Like, now everyone's here.
We're like resolving all of this, but we have no resolution.
Yeah. Kat is like, oh, I have a missed call.
Oh, dear.
Through all this ruckus, wow, I missed a call.
So distracted.
It's a call from Callaghan. And it's a voicemail. And he's like, hey, I found Parker. And he sends the address. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, you took
you dropped
us
her off.
Exactly.
At Parker.
Yeah. Apparently that wasn't Parker.
So he says, here's the address of Parker.
Yes.
Okay.
Kat's like yeah, done. I'm on my way. So she knocks on this door of this Parker. Man answers. And he just looks at her and he says, you must be Kat. I'm Parker.
I knew it. My brain thought Callaghan was Parker.
Mm.
When he said, oh, we need all the secrets out. I thought Callaghan was going to be like, Parker's my first name.
Right.
Parker's my government name.
Right.
Nope. Okay, so just random man.
Yeah. Says, we've never seen him before.
Okay.
He goes, yeah, I was having an affair with your dad for like 14 years.
Woo!
For 14 years.
Did mom know?
I don't think so.
Okay, so mom had no idea that Parker and dad. Mm. Okay.
So Kat's like, wow, this is a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk later, essentially.
This woman, if there is nothing else that this woman loves to do more, it is leave in the middle of a conversation.
Exactly. She's like, hold that thought.
You know what? Hold that thought. I may or may not come back to this.
Okay, so Kat goes home into her apartment. Josh is there. Like, I just have so many questions. Because first of all, her apartment is so easy to break into. Like, what is happening? Because you've got some kid breaking in, and now Josh has broken into your apartment.
Literally the worst detective in the world.
Did you just, like, not lock your door? Like, I don't get it.
No locking doors. No asking questions.
Don't ask questions.
Leave in the middle of a conversation. You know what? I could be a freaking detective.
No.
I'd be so good at being a detective.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm great at storming out of rooms. Yeah. No, I'm not. I want to know all the questions. No, I ask too many questions.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'm nosy. I gotta know it all. Josh is like, it's been 11 years. Like, sorry.
Casually disappeared for 11 years. And then guess what? I'm here. Honey, I'm home.
He's like, we have a lot of time to make up for. So, like, there's just, like, a montage of, you know, picnics and dinner at mom's and, like, what? Dinner with friends. And, like, they're back together, essentially. Just no questions asked.
I need to punch something. I'm so angry. Oh my god.
Yeah.
This woman is, oh my god.
11 years. She's just like, yeah, no biggie. Let's
NPD. You just broke into my apartment.
Yeah.
First of all, let's list all the things this man has done. Okay. Disappeared for 11 years. She's like, baby, I want you. I need you. shows up, has a child.
Yeah.
During this time.
Yeah.
I had to leave you. It was for the best. It was for the best that I get out of your life. It's cleaner that way. And instead of asking questions, she says, you know what? Period. I'ma leave.
Yeah.
She leaves. He shows up in her apartment and she's like, you know what? I really missed you. Let's go have picnics.
Yes.
No questions. The worst detective in the world.
Literally. For all we know, months have gone by.
Oh my gosh.
Josh is in the shower. Kat gets a call from her coworkers. They go, hey, the murder weapon from your dad's murder.
You know.
Remember that?
Remember that? That was traumatizing for you.
Yeah.
You would not stop talking about it for 11 years.
Yeah. The fingerprints finally came back, which I don't know how.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how. They didn't have science evolved enough to.
No,
I don't know.
Definitely did. This is hilarious.
Like, there's no reason. Like, it just never has been identified.
It's so funny. This is as if the NYPD was like, hey, guess what? It takes 11 years to get fingerprints back. This is London.
Yeah.
This is literally London, England.
Yeah.
It is not a small town. It is not middle of Podunk, Alabama. Whose are they?
They're Josh's.
I freaking knew it. This woman. You know what, ladies? Let's have a moment. How about you ask questions of people you're going to start dating?
Like, did you murder my dad?
Did you murder my dad? Question number one. Question number two is what your favorite color is.
Yes.
And question number three is, have you ever abandoned another woman for 11 years after murdering her dad?
Josh hears this while he's in the shower. Like, he can hear her asking these questions. He comes over to her and he said, I didn't mean to kill him.
Oh, deflection constantly.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, Aqua was there too.
Of course Aqua was there.
Yeah. Flashback.
Oh my gosh.
Parker and Clint. Oh, sorry.
Who's Clint?
Clint is the dad.
We finally have justice for Clint and giving him his name.
It's so hard because, like, there's just a million names.
There are so many. I was like, who's Clint?
Okay. Okay. So Parker and Clint,
they're
in the street, you know, just like holding hands, being close. They're romantic.
Having a romantic time.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, Clint looks over and sees Aqua.
Uh-huh.
Aqua's like, didn't see anything. I'm going to go home. So Clint calls Aqua and he's like, don't say anything. Just getting more and more angry over the phone. And then Aqua's like, I didn't see anything, you know?
Yeah.
So then Clint calls his boss, who is also Kat's boss, and asks for Aqua's address.
Oh my God.
Then he realizes later, he's like, well, that's weird. Maybe I'll head over there. So he goes over to the house. He tries to beat him there, but of course he doesn't. The boss. So Clint is kind of like chasing Aqua around the house, like fighting with her, like, because he's upset at Aqua because she can be out and open and like her generation.
Oh,
you know.
He's jealous of Aqua.
Yes. So he's like, you know, you guys get to be out, but I'm like 60 plus. Like, my generation doesn't understand. You know, like, you have to keep this a secret. And Aqua's like, bro, like, I got you.
Like, hey, if anyone understands, you do not out another person. Right. It is my generation.
Right. And then he's upset that he obviously can't come out because he also has a family.
But he also was walking in public.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Like, you're walking in public where people are gonna see you.
Right.
But also you can't be out?
Right.
Make it make sense. Whatever. You know what? Okay, we're not gonna...
Just as this is happening, Kat just happens to call Aqua. Like, she doesn't obviously know anything.
While Clint is chasing her around the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Clint is like, you called Kat and you told her. So he's like, he's thinking Aqua outed him.
Yeah.
So he's like insanely mad.
Yeah.
And he's like going to attack her.
Oh my gosh. And she's calling her friend.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely should kill that friend.
Right. Obviously, Aqua's like, no. And so she grabs a knife to protect herself. And he's just beating on her.
Oh my gosh.
Josh comes in, which I don't even know
why
where.
Why is Josh there? We don't know how Josh got to Aqua's house. Were they all meeting up?
Oh my god. He just runs in. So yeah, apparently he was like, I don't know, going, they were meeting up. I don't know. We'll just say that, but it is not addressed
why
he is there. But he just runs in. He obviously sees what's happening, that Aqua's just getting beat by Clint.
Yeah.
Josh gets a hold of the knife.
Okay.
And then as he's trying to push Clint off of him, he accidentally stabs him.
Oh, accidentally.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's why his fingerprints are on the murder weapon.
I just don't get why the cop boss is trying to protect them. Cop boss was there for last dying breath saying, mm-hmm. don't tell Kat.
Yeah.
Did cop boss know that he was having an affair?
Possibly.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah. So then now Kat wants to ask all the questions.
Of course, because it's most convenient for the storyline.
So she's like, what was your plan now that you're back? And he's like, I don't know. I just wanted you to be happy.
Ew.
Ew. And then it just ends with them sitting on the end of the bed.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. There's so many questions.
Yeah.
And it just ends with them sitting on the edge of the bed.
They're on the edge of the bed and her hand slowly moves to grab his. The end. Okay. Here are my questions.
Bring them.
Obviously, Kat has a friend, Aqua, who is transgender.
Yes.
She is an LGBTQ+ friendly ally.
She is an ally.
Why not
tell your daughter?
Right, like, I can understand not wanting to or not wanting to come out or,
maybe
like, all the above.
Embarrassed, but, like...
But, like, obviously, your family accepts.
Yes.
Like, it's not like they're... You know what I mean?
No one looks at Aqua differently.
No, not at all.
Kat, it's one of Kat's closest friends.
Yeah.
Why on earth... Okay, you know, I don't know. Everyone has their reasons for why they choose not to come out.
I'm
not
going to
sit there and assume.
That's true.
But also, because there are so many other questions in this story, we gotta ask the stupid ones, and they're not stupid.
And the other thing I like, it just doesn't make sense, is there were like 20 other hostages that we just never knew about.
Just never knew about. The London police literally suck at their jobs.
It leaves you with so many more questions that you're just like, what did I just watch?
You know what, I'm just gonna say, missing you is a miss for me. You can miss me with that mess.
Oh, way to use our title against them.
Ooh, burn. That's so funny. You know what's so funny is this would come up on my not for you page, on my home screen on Netflix, and I was like, yeah, this, maybe I'll watch this, like, they say I'm gonna like it. Netflix does not know me that well.
Mm-mm, no.
This is not going to be. This is a no from me, dog.
Oh, yeah. Big fat no. It was a big, big, big miss.
Is this one that you think people should watch?
No. I just told you about it. I saved you 6 hours.
Look, if you have questions, you likely have the same questions that we do.
Yeah.
Please.
It's not going to make sense.
No.
It just isn't. And that's the sad part, is that there are no answers to a lot of these questions.
There's so many people that just, like, have no purpose in being in this story.
Right.
Why just... Reggie Cross?
Right. Like, who was that guy? Who was that guy?
What was his P.O. box for? 9-year-old daughter. So obviously Josh went and had another relationship.
Right.
Where's that girl's mom? Did he leave her too because he accidentally killed her father?
I think I think she did die.
Like, these people are dying around Josh. Do we think that there's a common denominator?
Yeah. Did we ever look at that?
Did we ever look into Josh?
No.
Just a simple
apparently pattern. Not. Because you know what? She's a detective.
Yeah.
And she's like, let me not ask my boyfriend these tough questions. Have you ever killed anybody? Have you ever killed my father? Why did you leave me when my father died? Let's talk about emotional availability.
Yeah. No, seriously. Like, I just, there's so many questions. Like, you're supposed to be walking away with like, okay, that thing's closed. Okay, that loose end is tied. You know, no.
0%.
There's more fray than anything at
there
this
we
point.
Go. Lots of fray.
Yes. Yeah. 0 out of 10.
Okay. It's a no from me.
Yeah, it's a big bad no. But you know what? It made for a really funny episode because my notes, number one, were so bad.
The amount of times Becca was like, who's that?
I was like, what?
What is this word?
Who's Ronaldo? Oh, Ronaldo. Who's Ronald? Or what did I write there? Ronald, yeah. Who's Ronald?
Did you say Ronald? I did. Roland. You said Roland.
No, it makes no sense.
I love it.
The whole thing.
Well, you know what? Great. Thank you so much for telling me about this. Do you want to hear a benefit?
I absolutely do.
Okay.
We need to talk great. This.
Let's talk about today's benefit, okay? It comes from TikTok.
Ooh, we love her.
We love her. We love her. So this girl was on there. Her username is CourtHayes4. I don't even know if she's still an active member of TikTok. Okay, this was like a video that was on my For You page like maybe 2 years ago at this point. Oh, wow. But I saved it to my collection of like healing things.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
TikToks that have healed me in some way or form. Okay. But she is talking about a quote that changed her life that honestly could apply here. So the quote that changed her life is, your nervous system will almost always choose a familiar hell over an unfamiliar heaven.
Oh.
Okay. So like you might be in a toxic relationship, Kat and Josh. And there may be some unhealthy habits you're trying to change, or, you know, maybe you're stuck in a job that you don't really like and you don't really want to be in it anymore. Anything in your life that you're like wanting to change, mm-hmm. or you feel like you've outgrown and you no longer want to be in, your nervous system is likely going to continue to choose that because it's most comfortable in that.
Oh.
And so the unfamiliar heaven is obviously the other side of that, like yeah. your desired state. It's where you want to be, who you want to be, where you want to, like all that.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times we just self-sabotage ourselves mm-hmm. there. Obviously, that's what self-sabotage is. And we limit ourselves and we stop ourselves from getting to that unfamiliar heaven because the hell is familiar and it's comfortable and it's inside our comfort zone. And our nervous system loves what's comfortable. And that's it. Miss Kat is continuing to choose the like familiar hell.
Yeah.
As opposed to the unfamiliar heaven. I mean, it's like Will Smith's quote of like, everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. I don't even know if that's his original quote. I just somehow attribute to him. I think he may have said it in an interview at one point. But just like thinking about that of like, I'm miserable in this.
Yeah.
But I want something more. And it's going to be hard and I'm going to have to really work on healing my nervous system or regulating my nervous system to get to that. But the work has got to be done if you want to get to the heaven.
Mm. Hey, well, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, wait. So I was like kind of thinking about something like that today, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Because I was like, a past job that I had was clearly making me sick in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Like, physically, mentally, all of it. Pretty bad. as in, like, I quit and then I lost 70 pounds. Let's just talk about that for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was bad. So you reach a point where you're just like, the money is not even worth the hell that is.
Yeah.
Or, like, relationships.
Whatever quote-unquote benefits I'm getting from this is not worth
it. It's not even worth it. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it anymore. And, yeah, I know it's going to be hard.
Yep.
I know it's going to be emotional. It's going to be difficult financially, whatever, you know, like, but it's like, you just get to that point where you're just like, I would rather be in that version of hell than this. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Like that's going to be difficult and that's going to be hard, but at least I'm not doing that.
Exactly. Exactly. Ugh, I'm hesitating because what you said about like when you're in a situation that's making you physically and emotionally ill,
mm-hmm.
so much so that you're like, I can't do this anymore. Like, obviously I had to leave in a situation mm-hmm. that was making me, we'll just say my body in mental and emotional state was rejecting it.
Yeah.
And it was really causing damage to anyone who was looking at my situation versus and your situation even mm-hmm. of like, why would they leave? It was a paycheck. It was getting her money. It was a relationship and they had the white picket fence. Why would they leave that? Because we knew there was something greater.
Right.
Because we did not want to live that way anymore. And applause for both of us for choosing to fight the unknown instead of fight the hell that we knew.
Yeah, I love that.
There's something else you said that made me think, like, I don't even know if I can have that on the pod. Like, I'll have to think back of what I said there. But, like, there's something to be said for people who it looks like from the outside they have everything, that they should be happy.
Right, right.
You know? But, yeah. So regulate your nervous systems, people.
I love that.
Heaven is on the other side of your hell.
Yeah.
You just got to step outside of your comfort zone a little bit. Okay.
No, be kind.
Be kind. Don't be nice.
No one likes a nice person. Nope. No. Nobody needs a nice person. People need kindness.
They need kindness. They don't need nice.
Yeah. There's a big fat difference there.
You know what? No more Mr. Nice Guy. That's the only movie quote that I don't even know what movie that's from. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us with Binging with Benefits.
Hopefully the movie that I just told you about
the show that I just told you about is
enough to convince you to not see it.
you've seen it. You've watched it already. It's just like Audible. We're telling you about the book. We're telling you about the movie. You've read the book. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, friends, make sure that you rate, comment, subscribe, share.
Yes, please.
Share these episodes. And that's all.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's online, we let our spirits shine. Binging with Benefits. Sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit.